Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. An unbelievably strange story out of Florida. Right out of Florida. Believe it or not, there's a private school in Miami named Centner Academy who won't employ anyone who is vaccinated, and they won't permit its employees to be vaccinated. They are anti-vaxxers to the max, anti-vax to the max. Private Miami school, not one you'd want to send anybody to, Centner Academy, refuses to employ anyone who's vaccinated, and they won't permit its employees to be vaccinated. Now, there are a lot of constitutional issues with that. If you want private health care, in this case, indisputably to improve your health, the CDC, Dr. Fauci, all the scientists say you should be vaccinated, and they're preventing you from doing it. I think that is a constitutional violation. The problem is the Constitution, by and large, the various due process and First Amendment guarantees in the Constitution apply against the government, not against individual employers. However, there are statutes that have incorporated a lot of that, and it's a gray area. But more to the point, what kind of sick thinking is that? You would think you would encourage your employers, your teachers, to be vaccinated so they wouldn't infect the kids. You would think that you would delight in hiring people who are vaccinated. You might even give them a bonus, $500 to get vaccinated. You are able under the law to refuse to hire people who aren't vaccinated. You could make vaccination a condition of employment. Here they're making no vaccine a condition of employment. And you know what it reminds me of? A couple of things. You may not remember this, but back during early COVID in 2020, middle of 2020, there was a restaurant in the Madison area that refused to serve anybody who wore a mask. They refused to serve them. Now, most restaurants say you got to wear a mask. This guy said, I refuse to serve anybody who is wearing a mask. And there was, this is a different subject, but very similar idea. There was a town, I believe it was in Kansas or Oklahoma, a couple of years ago, that debated an ordinance that would have required everybody in town to own a gun. In other words, under the Second Amendment, you have a right to bear arms. Doesn't mean you're required to bear arms. Well, in this particular town, they were so hardcore and strange, they go, okay, you will be fined if you don't bear arms, if you don't own a gun. You know, this is a sick intrusion on liberty, very sick, inverted intrusion on liberty. But the sickest of all, in my view, because you're talking about kids in a school, Centner Academy in Miami, Florida, will not employ anyone who is vaccinated. Forget masks. Who is vaccinated. And they won't permit its employees to be vaccinated. You get fired. Now, can somebody sue over that? Sure. It's expensive. You'd have to spend money on a lawyer, or you'd try to find a pro bono outfit that would do it. Most people look at this and say, you know, what kind of school is Centner Academy? I'm not sending my kids there. I mean, that's the way most people will react. But this kind of pathological thinking, like the guy a year ago who said he wouldn't serve anybody who wore a mask. Forget about requiring masks. He wouldn't hire anybody who wore a mask. Or that nutty town out west who go, well, not only do you have a right to bear arms, you better bear arms because we think you should. And if you don't, we'll fine you. The intrusion of the authoritarian right is a major, major problem in this country, obviously, and we know the January 6th insurrection, all that. But I'm talking about seeping down to the kind of almost invisible areas of social discourse. Very, very, very disturbing. And whenever you see it, whether it's Centner Academy in Miami, some restaurant owner in Wisconsin, town out in Kansas or Oklahoma, we got to crack down. We have got to expose it. Another very strange, and this always amazes me, why, you know, Michigan, this guy is out of Michigan. Michigan's like Wisconsin, Minnesota, I thought, and Illinois and Iowa, Indiana, the Midwest. Well, Michigan has some strange rangers, very strange rangers. We had our posse comitatus, and we shut them down, basically. Well, here's it. Law enforcement, listen to this. Law enforcement training seminar in Michigan. The keynote speaker, this is for police chiefs, for the Michigan Association of Police Chiefs. He billed himself as the director of killology research group, killology. He defined killology as the reaction of a healthy people in killing circumstances. And his advice is, if you kill somebody, have the best sex after shooting a bad guy. Have the best sex after shooting a bad guy. This is the professor of killology, and he defines his discipline as the reaction of healthy people in killing circumstances. This is the police chiefs. Are you kidding me? This is after George Floyd and Jacob Blake and Anthony Brown, and this is perpetual killings, and they have a professor of killology speaking. Come on. This is Michigan. Do you think this could have happened in Wisconsin? Well, yeah, it could have. Remember the Michigan outfit that were going to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, remember, and tie her up and gag her? They were going to take her to a cabin in Wisconsin to further abuse her. And remember, they were plotting all this in an area not too far north of Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Madison, okay, I know you're woke. Well, you're not woke if you don't know history. Dig. So why don't you clean up your act right around Madison. God, Michigan slays me. It absolutely slays me. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.